Rashi says, Eitzel, Eitzel Yadel, has she sleeveless? She's not wearing sleeves. What do you call sleeveless? She's not wearing sleeves. Kederech Adumia, Shabsara Nira Mitzadeyim. Kiss, she walked outside, not sneezed. For Rechetzes in Bnei Yodim, and she bathed with men. For the more Imbri Yom Tarnaki, it says, Rama, she bathed with men. Rashim came, Raglan Ladovish is Zaini the Asuruloi. If you found your wife bathing with men, so the Kus says she's commander Zain already, then she should be also to you Mitzara Din. That can't be the case here. Like here, smash must up to the man. Ella rather means to say, B'mokim shem in the Yadim Rechtin. You found your wife swimming in the same place where men also swim there. So you found your wife doing a Dvar Prutza. So in such a case, it's up to the man, like most men would give his wife a get. But if the man's a rush, he doesn't care about it, so he can still live with his wife. But in such a case, Zu mitzvah min ater lagashin. In a case like this, where you see your wife doing a dvar, it is called kimotzu be'erbas dava. You see your wife doing a dvar pritzus, even though midiraisa she's still mutter to you, as long as you didn't find her living with another man, still she's mutter to you. But there's a mitzvah in this case to give her a get. She never the pasuk says kimotzu be'erbas dava. Yeah. V'sholcha mideisa, you throw out from your house, v'olcha voice l'shachet, you get married to somebody else. Tomorrow says hakayru koracher. The Torah calls her an achar. Even by the second husband, it's called an achar. Leina means to teach us like this. Shein zeh ben zuga l'rishoin. That she's not, wasn't the ben zuga, she wasn't a good companion to the first one. Since so, zeh haitziyah rishon mebeisoi, v'zehichnas rishon lotech beisoi, like really is a tain upon the second man. Really, you shouldn't remarry her. Because if the first one gave her a get because she did a dvar erva, like she was a rosha by the first one, what are you doing in taking her? And therefore, Zocha, the second one, is lucky. Zocha, Sheini, Shulcha. The best could happen is that eventually she'll give her a get. Shenemar says, Usnei Shachrin. She'll hate the second man, he'll give her a get also. V'yimlav, if the second one is not lucky, Kavrosoi. She'll end up burying him, and he'll die. Shenemar, the plastic says, Oi Kiyomus, Hishachrin, when the second man dies. Kedayu Benisa, the second husband deserves to die. Shezeh Hoitzi Rishon Mibesoi, the first husband took away the Shrisha from his house, but the Yechmas Rishon Tech Beisoi, and the second one is remarrying her, like he shouldn't have done it. So Kitz, this is where we paskin, that when is there a mitzvah for a man to give his wife a get, only if he finds her to do with Dvar Erva. If he finds it to do Dvar and Prutzim, then there's a mitzvah to give a get. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah, otherwise we always try to make Shalom, to try and make Shalom Bayis, unless it comes to Masa, they just can't do it, then they give a get. Baita, Mor says, the Pasuk says, Malachai ki sonei shalach, because they hate, send away. What does the Pasuk mean? If you do aimim sneosa shalach. If you hate her, if you hate your wife, then throw away. Give her a get. If you hate your wife, you should give her a get. We have Yechon Oma senuyai hamashaleh, just the opposite. Hashem hates the husband that gives his wife a get. The one that sends his wife away, Hashem hates him. V'loi pligas Oma chleikas here. Ho bezug rishon, ho bezug sheni. Your first zivug, your first marriage, that Hashem hates you if you give her a get, because it's a terrible sin to get rid of your first zivug. But once you gave your first wife a get, then the second wife, that's not so bad already. Then if you don't like your second wife, then you're supposed to give her a get. Yom Reb Loza, kol amagaris ishto rishoyin, whoever gives his first wife a get, afilu mizbech married all of the moist, even the mizbech cries for him. It's terrible zach. Shneva the Pasuk says, v'zois shein is tasu, this is the second thing that they're doing wrong. Kasa is dimo es mizbech, they're covering up with tears, the Mizbech Hashem, Bechiv Yanoka with crying and sighing, Me'ein Oid Penoit al Mincha, they can't look him up for the Mincha, V'lakachas, Rotzim Yetchem, V'yamartim, Alman, why? Alki Hashem, Heyed Bencha, that Hashem has said, Eish between you, or Ben Eish is your Rechel, your first wife, Asher Ato, Begadat Tobo, that you acted not nice with her. Hi Chavertcha, because she really was your Chavertcha, she was your first Zivik, you're supposed to stay with her. V'yesh is Brisecha, she's the wife of Risecha, as a special Indian of the Zivug Rishon. So by the first Zivug, it's very bad to give a get. So mamish there, you have to be very, very careful before you do it. And if you do it, right, if she wasn't the fruit, so she wasn't the mitzvah to do it, then there's this pasuk of Sanoi Hamashaleh. Hadrulech HaMagash Likul HaMasech Begitin, Hadrulech HaMagash Likul HaMasech Begitin, Hadrulech HaMagash Likul HaMasech Begitin.
The Chassam Sefer just wants to say at the end of the Drush, we know the Gemara in Bob Madlikim says in Masechta Shabbos that Beshame was a kafton, or Beisilu was the opposite. Oyev Sholom v'Reidiv Sholom, or Mekaver Brias Latzayra. So we learn Pshat that Beshame the Pshat is he was Pshat was a kafton Shlem in Adin, but that was a kafton means he did the way he's supposed to, because and Beisilu was the opposite. he was Yosef min Adin. He went out to be Makarif people, to Makarif the Matura, and to make Shalom bin Adam Chavera, bin Ishlishtoim. So he wants to say, Beis Hillel learned it out from the Midah B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Beis Hillel's Shitov here is that if a husband wants to give a get, it's not only if she was a prutz or did something wrong. Stam, if he doesn't like her, if she did something wrong to him, he has a right to give her a get. And still we find the parasha of Saita, when we have a sofik, if the wife is mutter or not to the husband, which the HaKadosh Baruch Hu let her write a Megillah, and he's Moichah Shmoy, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Moichah L'Kvoidoy, in order to Mekarav, to make Shalom Ben Ish Lishtoy. Even though if the husband wants to, he could give her a get, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out to try and be Mekarav them. So from here, Beis Hillel learned out that there's such an inyan to try and be Mekarav people. Bring them back to learning Torah, make Shalom ben Yom Lechaber ben Ish Lishtoy. Well, according to Vashamai, it could be that's not the Rotson of Hashem by the union of Parsha Saita. Because according to Vashamai, the only time you can give a get is if you find she has a Dover Erver, if she did something wrong. So by Saita, the Pshat is we have a suffix, we don't know if she did something wrong or not. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, he'll be Nimcha Shmoy, only to find out whether she did the Aver or not, to see if you have a right to give the get or not. But it's not Stam the Pshat that Hashem did it, Amanas to Mekarav them to make Sholem Benish Lishtoy. So therefore, Beis Hillel learns out that was the Midah of Hashem, but according to Beis Hillel, we learn Pshat over here, the rest after we pass on Halacha, that a person has the right to give a get whenever he wants to, if she did something wrong to him. And therefore, we learn out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the fact that he was Nimcha, he was how the Parash of Saito, that there's such an Indian that Hashem wants to make Sholem Benish Lishtoy. So therefore, we learn out also that's the Midah that Hashem wants from us, that we are supposed to always try and make Shalom ben Adam Chaveroi, ben Ish L'Ishtoi, and the Karvish people, Latera. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that test above on the base. Okay, let's come on again, let's shallow us again. Boy, Ilfa. Ilfa asked a question like this. Yodayim Tehuris L'Chatzoyin, Oyein Tehuris L'Chatzoyin. When you wash your hands, the Tilos Yodayim, could you be mitayin them halfway, half at a time? L'chatzoyim, is there such a tyra halfway? So Gemara says, hey, Kidomi, what's your question? Elaine, if you want to tell me, to come Asher, Beitre, Merevius, that two people wash their hands from the same Revius. In other words, you have a Revius of water in the cup, and first one person pours the water on his hands, and then that's a Shiloh, what it means the second person puts his hands underneath the first one's hands, and the water drips down on his hands, or else the leftover water from this cup could be used by a second person. So that's your question. Like here it comes out that two people are using revius, it's like each person is only using half of a share. Is that good or not? So Mara says, Vatanan, what's your question? We learned. Vatanan, we learned the Mishnah that says, Merevius, from a revius of water, Neitlin liyadayim liyechad afil lishnayim, you could wash one hand, one person, a second person. So it says a clear Mishnah that two people could use the same revius. So you could use half on one person, half on the other person. And the svar is, because the leftover water is called the boyi mishiure taira. It's coming from a leftover water from a revius. So that's good. So what's your question? It's a Mishnah. You know a Mishnah. So Mishnah says that can't be the question. The Elah, the question has to be, the komashia chodo chod yodeho. That he washed one hand at a time. Like maybe you have to wash both hands at the same time. Here he washed one hand and then he washed the second hand. Is that good or not? So Gemara says, is that a question? Yotanami also learned. Hanoito yoda achas b'netila. If you wash one hand with a tila shadoyim by pouring water over your hand, v'yachas b'shtifa, and the second hand you dip it into the mikvah. B'shtifa means you put it into the water, into a mikvah. So yodav tairas, your hands are tor. So you see, it's not better than washing hands separately. Because here you only washed one hand, and then the second hand you put into a mikveh, it's like two separate washings. So I call upon you, see, we could look at each hand by itself, and you could get your tire on each hand by itself. And even so, though, we could say one hand gets its tire from an atila, you're pouring the water over, and the second hand gets its tire from putting your hand into the mikveh. So you see, each hand can be tore by itself. So Gemara says, the question is, we're talking about we washed half his hand at one time, and then the other half the second time. And the Havamina is that he dried up. He washed half of his hand, like Rashi says, the mitzvah is to wash Adah Perek.
until the end of the hand. So he washed first halfway, he dried it up, and then he washed the second half. That's your question, is that good or not? So Morris says, for sure it's not good. For Yamid Vari Rabbi Yanai says, Yoda Yemain Tahirus Lechatzoyim, you cannot be mitar your hands halfway. You can't wash half a hand, dry it up, and then wash the second half. So also no question. So Morris says, let's rich over here, what we're talking about is the Ika Mashka Tefeich, that there's still some water left over on the first part of the hand. Again, you washed half of your hand, and it dried up a little bit, but there's still enough wetness on it. This lashon of tofech amanas latzfiach means that there's enough wetness on your hands that if you touch another surface, you'll make that surface wet also. That's called tofech amanas latzfiach. There's enough wetness here that it could wet something else also. So if you have that much wetness on the hand that was washed, and you dried it up a little bit, and a little bit of wetness is still there, now you go and wash the second part, do we consider that the first part still has its water on it? And therefore there's a chib here, it's like one washing of your hands. Or do we say no, the first half of the hand that was dried up a little bit, even though there's a little wetness left over, so what? It's not called the chib, it's called that separately washed, and now you're washing the second half, that's no good. So that's the question. When you have a little bit of wetness left over on the first half, which is tefech, amanas latfiach, is that called the chibur or not? Could that be considered like it's still wet and it's called one big washing? So Gemara says like this, v'chi'iko mashka tefech meheved, Gemara says like, so what? I don't care, even though there is a little bit of wetness left over. V'yotanan, we learned like this, ha'nitzuk, Rashi says that's the kiluach, that's if you're pouring water from top to bottom. We'll soon see it's not called the chibur. The hakatafris, or else water running down a mountain. Rashi says, Har Meshupa, slanty mountain. She medroyoi mechudet harbe. It's very slanty. So the water is running down a slanty mountain. The question is, the water running down, is that attached to the bottom part, the bottom pool that's on the bottom? Let's say you have a mikvah on the bottom, and there's not 40 saw yet, there's only 30 saw water, and you have this water running down the mountain. Is the water on top running down considered attached to the bottom mikvah to make it kosher or not? Same thing, nitzuk. If you're pouring water, is the top, there is a flow from top to bottom. Really, it's attached. But the question is, since the water is flowing, that's not called an attachment. And the third case is, umashka tafeach, awa shiloh. We have a wet surface, like a damp surface. There's enough wetness there that if it touches another surface, it'll make that surface wet also. But it's not really wet there. The halacha is, ein a chibur. All these three cases is not called a connection. Lo le tumah v'lo le taira. Not if it pertains to tumah and not for taira. So Rashi says, ein a chibur le tumah gain. Hamara mekli tor lekli tomei. If somebody pours from a kli, let's say you have wine that's tor, and on the bottom you're pouring it into a tomadika kli of wine. So we do not consider it like it's attached to say the top wine becomes tomei, but no, even though there's a straight flow from the top bucket to the bottom bucket, only the bottom bucket remains tomei, but the top flow is still tor, it's not called a chibur l'tuma. Same thing, katafras, if it's running down, or the same thing, tefeach amnas latfiach. And the same thing was v'chein linyan tyro. Rashi says v'chein l'tyro linyan mikvoyis. The shalim mikvoyis. Shnei mikvoyis shein b'yechem em aboyim saw. You have two mikvahs one next to another, and neither of them has the shear of 40 saw. V'nitzik v'ktafris v'mashka tefech mechabru nein echibur. And you have a flow of water from one mikvah into the next mikvah. That's not mechabru the two mikvoyis. It's still puzzle. It's not called the good chibur. So we see clearly here that running water, or else even if the water is still, but it's only a wetness of tefech amanas latfiach, it's only wet enough, damp enough, that if it touches something else, it makes that damp also, but not that it's really water, so it's not called a chibur. So if so, why by tzil shadayim do you think it would be kosher? Because pshita won't be good. So where it says, lo tzricha dika tefeach latfiach, there's the first part of the Gemara was, Letzricha Dika Mashka Tefeach. You only have a little bit of wetness, that if you touch it, there's damp on your hands. But if your hand touches another surface, it won't make that wet. The first half of the meaning was, it's only Tefeach. Tevech means it's very small amount of liquid, of dampness there. So that the Gemara says for sure that's no good. So how the Gemara says, the question is, the ikar tevech lahatfiach. That, like we spoke about before, we're talking about this little bit more damp. The first half of your hand that you washed, you still have some water on it, that much water, if it touches another surface, would make that surface wet. That's called ikar tevech lahatfiach. Not just time, it's damp, but it has enough dampness to damp something else. So Mara says, so that we also learned. Tefeach la'atfiyah chibur. That we learned, yes, that is called the chibur. If you have enough water, that water is like wet enough, it could wet another surface, that's called a good chibur. So Rashi says, chibur the tumul atayro. Ukasaka that the havamin was, duwa dinla natila. The same smart applies for washing your hands. Techashav command the yavid bahadi adadi. Again, the question was, you washed half of your hand, up until your knuckles you washed, and you dried them up, and there's a little bit wet left on them. And there's enough wetness that if you touch another surface, it'll wet that surface also. And then you wash the second half of your hand. So the question is, the first amount of dampness, the wetness that's on your hands, on the first half, is that called, like wetness is there, to be considered a chibur as if you're still washing the whole hand at one shot, or not? So Gemara says, yes, it is called a chibur. We learned that the first latzfiach is called the chibur. Gemara says, no, that we learned here is called the chibur. Dilma may be linyan mikvois. Maybe it's only falach of the mikvois. In the case we had before, we have two mikvahs, one next to another, and there's a little hole in between. And the amount of water in that hole is a very small amount of water that's only tefech amnas latzfiach. That is called the chibur. And I tell you, Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. But maybe only for mikvois it's called the chibur. But not for natila shadayim. Maybe for natila shadayim, that's halach, you have to wash your whole hands. If you wash half of your hand and dry it, even though there's a little bit of wetness there, so what? That's not called a washing. Only for mikvois maybe it's called the connection. And like Rabbi Yehudi Shita this man, we learned, mikvah sheyesh ba yaboyim so mechavonis. You have a mikvah that has the exact amount of water in there. It's exactly 40 saw of water in the mikvah. Exactly kosher mikvah. Now, v'yordu shnayim v'tavlu. Two people went down in that mikvah to be tavlu. So it depends. Shnayim v'vasachas terim. They both went down at the same time. So all the water is still in the mikvah. We're not talking about that the water rises and flows over. Then about it's possible. Talking about that there's enough height in the mikvah itself for the water just to raise its level, but the water still stays in the mikvah. So therefore, if you have two people going in at the same time, very good, the mikvah is still kosher. There's still 40 so water in that mikvah. But what about the zeach hazeh? Let's say first one person goes into the mikvah, then he comes up, and when he comes up, he takes some water with him. So it comes out, what's left over is less than 40 so, and then the second one goes down there. So the locher is rishon tor v'yashayni tamei. The second one is Tomei still. The mikvah is no good for him. Because when he went down there, there's no more 40 saw there. Some water went up with the first one. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im hoyu raglov sharishon nagas b'mayim. If the feet of the first one is touching the water still, is af hasheni tor. Then even the second one is still tor. In other words, the first one went down to the mikvah and came up. But if his feet are still touching the water, so the water on his body is still considered a connection to the mikvah. Like the water on his body, since it's tefeach, amnas latfiach, even though it's not really wet, it's just damp there, but it's damp enough to touch another place, you'll make that place wet also, that's called tefeach, amnas latfiach, and it's called the chibur. So we consider all the water on the person's body as if it's still connected to the mikvah. So we still have 40 so in the mikvah, then when the second one goes down to the mikvah, it's kosher. But again, that's why he asked it for a shayla. Because not that we say here, it's a chibur, maybe it's on the mikvois. But for the tila shidoyim, he has it for a shayla. That was the suffix, Rav Chizda asked the shayla, suffix is yesh to tila chatsoyim anat. But that was ilfa shayla. Yeah, yudah to tila chatsoyim anat. The more doesn't answer it. Yeah. Right, Mara says now, Omar Rav Yirmiya, Haray Omru, it was said, we learned, that Habo Roishoy Veruba B'mayim Shuvim. If somebody goes into a swimming pool, he goes into Mayim Shuvim. He goes into water that was fetched through a Kli. the loch of Usumsi, or else Vitor, or else if you're a Torah-digger person, Shenoflu Aresha of Yaruba, Shlosh Lugum Ayin Shuvim, or else they poured on top of you 3 lugum of water from a pitcher, a loch is Tomei. With the Rabbon in both these 2 cases is Tomei. If you go into Mayim Shuvim, most of your body goes into Mayim Shuvim, or else they pour on top of you 3 lugum of Mayim Shuvim, midrabonin yitome, ti truma, you're not allowed to eat truma midrabonin. So Rashi says, the first big line, tome le truma, Rashi says, ad she yitzvah, until you go to the mikvah. Well, migzeres shemayin asa dovrhi, this is one of the migzeres that I've learned in the Parakam with the Masech the Shabbos, the Moravdi explains, that we shoylem moris ruchim, but then mikvahs used to be outside, in water that was sruchim, that was smelling already. The stuff, the bad water that used to go to the mikvah. So what do? After they went to the mikvah, the dirty mikvah, they used to go and wash themselves off. They used to go into a bath, or else they used to throw water on top of them. And then people used to say, listen, the dirty mikvah, that's not matayu anymore. The clean water we go into and we throw on top of us, that's what's matayu. So people will stop going to the mikvah and just go to a shower. So therefore the Rabbanu made a gzera that if you just throw gimel lugim mayim shuvim on top of you, or else you go into a bath, or most of your body fits into the bath of mayim shuvim, you become tamei that you can't eat truma. If you're a kain, it's also if you eat truma. Now, boy Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked the shaila, what's going to be chetzi of bediyah of a chetzi ben tefillah? Let's say half of your body went into the bath. So you're not tummy yet, because only halacha is roishay v'rubay. You have to have most of your body going in there. Let's say only half of your body went into the bath. But v'chetzya b'nefila. Then the other half of your body, they poured on top of you gimelugamayim. So what's the halacha my take? This is the topic. Like, we put these 2 takonas together or not? Was a takona b'davka if you put most of your body into the bath? Or else if you throw on top of your whole body gimelugim. But if you only have halfway each way, that's a suffix if you're tummy or not. Boy, Omar Rapaprapa says like this, Harayamu we learned, Baal Keri Chayla, or Baal Keri, a person let out Zera, and he's sick, so the locher is, I'm an Ikra Dinah, the Konis Ezra, that Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah, until he goes to the mikvah. So there's a cool left, that Baal Keri is sick, Shenosnu Olav, Tisha Kabimayim Tor, that if they pour on top of him, Tisha Kabimayim, 9 kavim of water goes on top of him, he becomes Tor. He's Tor from his tumas, Keri, Midirabonim, that Akopon is allowed to learn Torah. To make him Tor Midirai Savad, he has to go to a mikvah. Like he can't go into the base of Migdash, he's still Tamei. But that Ezra made a takona, that you can't learn Torah unless you go to the mikvah, so if the Valkeri was a chayla, a sick person, to Nafrim, to put on top of him, Tisha Kabimayim. Now, boy, Rapapa, probably asking for Shiloh. What's going to be chetzi of b'tzvila? Half of his body he puts into the mikvah. The chetzi of b'nesina. And on the other half of the body he pours on top of him tisha mayim. My, what's the loch? Is this bakeri mutter to learn Torah or not? Take more obliged by something. So it could be either you have to put your whole body into the mikvah, or else you have to pour this tisha kabim on your whole body. But halfway, maybe it's no good. The mice we pass from Gemara Brachas the Basmana Zed Votel Takanas Ezra that you're allowed to learn Torah and Daven even though you don't go to the mikvah. However, there is a Mila of pouring upon yourself Tisha Kabin. Mice Lachroinim Ameka with a shower also. If you stay under the shower, the Meshaya that 9 kavim of water goes on top of you. That's also a Tyra of Tisha Kabin for Bakeri. So, what? Right. Mishnah says that one shliach, one person says the fon anichtov, and one says the fon anichtov, it's possible. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Yochanan, Loishana was only said in the Mishnah that it's possible. In other words, the takanas was when the shliach brings the get, the shliach has to say everything. One shliach has to say before anichtov and before anichtov. He has to tell us that he saw it written and he saw it signed. If he only sees one and somebody else sees the other one, it's no good. So this thing, Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel of Yehuda, Amar of Yechanan." Loishanu, this was only learned. Loishanu b'alishein haget yoytzim mitachas yidei shneim. We're only talking about that both of them are not shluchim, like only one was a shliach, and the second one is talking like an edech and coming and telling us. That's when it's no good, because then the shliach is only saying before anichtov, and that's no good. The takana is that the shliach has to tell us before the nichter and before the nichter. Avo, but what's going to be? Get yotzei matachas yidei shneim. Let's say both of them are shluchim. Both of them, hold Rashi says shneim madukim boy shneim shluchim. They're both bless Rashi. They're both holding on to the get and they're both shluchim. And one says before nai nichtav, and one says before nai nechtam, then it's kosher. That's what the Shmuel or Bar Yehuda says. Kosher. So Rashi says kosher. V'yafagav deloy klum karmi, even the big chiddush. If both of them are shluchim, then it's kosher, even though they don't say anything. And the reason is why, Rashi says, the lechadat shuchul meimor. If one shliach brings it, that's the takonah he has to say before nai nechtav. But tavayu, when two shluchim bring it, the le... Why? One has to say both. Lichtav and Nechtam. We shouldn't make mistakes with other Kiyim Ashtaras to say it's kosher with one aid. Kosher, but if two come, it's kosher. The Ksava Shnaim Shaviyu Get and Tzuichim Leimar. If two bring a get, he doesn't have to say anything. The time of Mishum Shein Edim Tzuna Kaimoi. Her Edim Tzuna Kaimoi. Because Lamaisa, their Edim, here to Makaim the get. So if two shluchim came and brought the get, you do not have to say before nai nechtav. So more says, Alma, what do we see? Alma ksava, we see where Shmuel holds, Alma ksava, shnayim sheviyu get from Medina Sayom. If two shluchim, two people bring the get from Medina Sayom, the other side, chutz from chutz loretz, is a tzrichin sheyomu before nai nechtav. They do not have to say before nai nechtav, before nai nechtav. We don't need it.
So,
nothing, not to say anything. No, not to say anything. Not to say, we'll soon see. So, Pasha, they're not like Rava. That the only reason why you need before an Echtav is to have Eidim to Mekayim in order to be able to be Mekayim Dishtar. Because we're afraid nobody will recognize the signatures. So, therefore, we want the Shliach to be Mekayim it. But when two people bring it, they're Eidim. So, later on, if there's any problems about the get, these two Shluchim will still be there, and they'll be Mekayim the get later. So right now we don't have to say anything.
They didn't see it. They didn't see it signed or
no. But we'll say after Shmo it's Akasha, but not Lishmo, just to recognize the signatures. If they would recognize the signatures, then we know it's not forged. That's enough.
They recognize
signatures. Right. So most probably they recognize if they came from that city. We you know, we take on. They recognize the signatures. So if the main purpose for the Shliach to say before the Nechtav is that we should have the signatures okayed. So when two people bring it, they could okay the signatures. That's enough. So Mar says, Omalei Abai, Abai says back to Hashem, like, Omalei Abai, Abai says back. Elamayate is so, safe with the Torah, the safe of our Mishnah that says, Shnayim Oimrim Mifneinu Nichtav. Two shluchim, two people said, we saw it written in front of us. V'yechud Oimrim Mifneinu Nichtav. And the third person says, he saw it signed. Puzzle. It's puzzle. For Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, and in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So Mar says, Taima, what's the reason in the Mishnah? Diyein haget yotzei matachas yidei shneim. And our Mishnah then has to be talking about for sure that the two are not shluchim. There's only one that's a shliach. So one said before nai nechtav, and the second person said along with him also before nai nechtav. And then the third person said before nai nechtav. So that's the machlokes of the Tanakhama says it's possible. It's very good why it's possible. Because the shliach that brought it only said before nai nechtav, that's all. So that's possible. We need the shliach to say both. So the question is though, why does Rebbe Yehuda say it's kosher though? There's only one shliach, and the shliach only said half, so why is it good? So where is the kashiv? So, the time of the end I get yotzim matakash day shneim. Ho get yotzim matakash day shneim machshirin. It'll be kosher, machshir abonah, but I say it's kosher, amalayin, yes. It's true, it would be kosher. If two people would be bringing it, two people would be shluchim, it would be kosher. So then the Gemara asks, if he ain't get yotzei matachas yidei shneihem. See, if so, where is the machlokes in our Mishnah? When the two for that first said before nai nechtav, they're not both shluchim. Only one of them is a shliach. If so, but my pligi, what's the svar then in Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? If there's only one shliach, and the shliach does not say the whole thing, he only says before nai nechtav, so why is it kosher? True, you have a second eidecha saying before nai nechtav, but that's no good. There's a special takana, we believe the shliach. The shliach has to say both before an nechtam, before an nechtam. But a second eidechon is not yamon. So the Gemara says, Ma'asava one holds, Gazrina dilma asa lechlufa b'kiyim shtaros liyalma. I said, Rabbanan say, we still have a gzeira here. Maybe they'll come to say it's kosher by shtashtoros. By shtashtoros.
Afilu b'yei dechod. U'masov and Yehuda holds loigazrin. We don't make a gzeira over here. Because over here, the ma'aseh, we have a nade saying the chsima is kosher. We have it before an enechtem. The usual we have the gzeira just before an enechtem alone is no good because it'll come to osel achlufa b'shashtoros. But over here, since l'maisa, we do have somebody saying before an echtov, so they'll know here it's different. So therefore, here Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no gzeira mishum echlufei. Therefore, here Rabbi Yehuda believes says the shliach is kosher.
No, really, it should be enough over here. The only question is, you make a gzeira, you'll come to make mistakes by other ki mashtaros or not. Now the Gemara says lishna achrina. Another way to say this like this: lishna achrina amri lo that Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar Rav Yechanan. Afilu get yoytze mitachas yidei shneihem posel. No, that still is posel. Even if two shluchim are bringing the get, still it's posel. But the case was that echadam mefonai nechtam, echadam mefonai nechtam. When you have two of them, they're both shluchim, and one says mefonai nechtam, and the other one says mefonai nechtam, still it's posel. Even though two bring it, still we need the same person to say both nechtam and nechtam. We can't have half and half. Samar says, if so, Alma we seek, Sovri holds, that Shnayim Shevil gave him Dida Sayyam, if two people bring a get, Srichim Sheyemru, Befanein and Nechtam, Befanein and Nechtam. Still we have the Takono, that the Shluchim have to tell Befanein and Nechtam. Omle Abayis, Abayis said back, Elam Ayat, if so, Sefer, the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Torah that says, Shnayim are Befanein and Nechtam, V'yechrem, Befanein and Nechtam, Posel, V'yudah Machshir. So you're telling me now, Afilu get Yotzim Tachas Shidei Shneihem, possibly Rabbanan. Even though both of them are Shluchim, still the Rabbanan say it's possible. Because the Maisa, we don't have the same Shliach saying Mephon HaNechtam, Mephon HaNechtam. They're only saying Mephon HaNechtam. There's a third person saying Mephon HaNechtam. So even though two of them are Shluchim, but since both of them are not telling us Mephon HaNechtam, then Nechtam is possible. Or Malayin, yes, it's not true. According to the Rabbanin, even though you have two shluchim, both of them have, or at least one, has to say both, before an echta them, before an echtam. So Mora says, in, if so, b'maikam iflugis, so what's the machlekes then, if you then the Rabbanin, ma sova lefi shem viki lishmo, that's the one hold, the tam is mishum lishmo, and that's why it's like it's puzzle. Even though two people bring it, still they have to say before an echtov. Because even though you have two here, that could be Mekayim v'shget, but we don't know if it's written Lishmo or not. If you're like Rabba, it's a sermon from Lishmo, even when two bring it, still the Shliach has to say before an echtov. The Takana was, he has to say both, Nechtov and Echtov. Umasav, if you don't know, Lefi Shein, Eidim, Mitzvim, Lekayomoy. I'll tell you that the reason why we need before an echtov is, because we're afraid we won't recognize the signatures over here. But here when we have two people bringing the get, that these two people must probably recognize the signatures, that's enough, then we do not need before an echtov. So where it says, if so, it comes out, Lema, let's say, the Rabba V'Rabba Tanoi, it's coming out now that the Machloikas Rabbi Yehudin, the Rabbanon, the Val Mishnah, is the Machloikas between Rav and Rabba and Rava, that's not Mestavra. Usually we don't say, Amaroyim argue in what Tanoim argue. So Mora says, lo, that's not a kasha. I tell you, Rava Mataras Kalishna Kama. Rava that says, only Al-Spikim, Al-Aidim Tsuyun Lakayomom. See, for sure, has to learn that the first Lashon. He has to learn that the Shiloh is where only one was a Shliach. Because when you have two Shluchim, according to Rava, you would not have to say before an Echtav. According to Rava, that it's only a Shiloh of Aidim Tsuyun Lakayomom to recognize the signatures. Whenever we have two Eidim bringing the get, we have people to recognize the signatures. So you don't have to have anything more. So according to Rav Shita, when you have two, you do not need a Fon Elechtav. So the Machlokes in the Mishnah has to be where only one Shliach brings it. The Machlokes is, do we make a Gzeira Oto Shash Toros or not? So Rav is going to have to answer like the first Lashon. For Rav Amaloch, Rav gets to answer like this, no. The Kula Yalma Bina Lashmo. Everybody agrees to me that Avada, the Takona before an Echtav was because we need Lishmo. So what's the Machlokes in our Mishnah then? Why does the Tanakhama says when two Shluchim bring it, you do not need before an Echtav? Why not? Even though two people bring it, but maybe the get was not written Lishmo. So Gemara says, V'hoch of Amayaskin, what we're talking about over here, Liyacha Shalomdu. Our Mishnah is talking about like we had before, after they learned Alochis. that in Chutzlars now they know the halachas of Lishma, so there's not a real gezeira anymore that it wasn't written Lishma. And the only reason why we still need the Fona Nichtav now is, it's after new Gzeira, like we're afraid maybe the Kilka will come back again. Maybe now they'll forget again the Loch is the Chutzlertz, and they'll forget to write Lishmo. So that's why the Chum still wanted us to say the Fona Nichtav. So this is the Machlokes. The Maz saw the Gazrinim. So the Tanakhama says, yes, we still made Gzeri Vilacha Shalomdu, and therefore, and when two bring it, they have to say before Anechtam, before Anechtam. Well, Masav Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher, Loi Gazrin, he holds there's no Gzera. He holds, when two bring it, he holds, you don't leave before Anechtam. So Gemara says, if that's the pshat for Lifto Nam Rabbi Yehuda Bereisha, and so what does Rabbi Yehuda argue with the Reisha? If you're telling me now, Mishnah's talking about Liyaka Shalomdu, after they know the halachas already, if they know the halachas already, so forget about two shluchim. Even when one shluch brings the get, you don't need it anymore. So why does it say, why is he made with possible in the ratio? Skumarim says, it mala, we learned it's true. It mala, amar ula, chola, call your Rabbi Yehuda after Rishayna, it's like a true. We learned that Rabbi Yehuda argues even Rishayna. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Liyaka Shalomdu, after they learned the halachas in the chutz laretz, you do not need before a nichtav anymore. The Rashi says the Reisha means v'yecholim before a nichtav, v'yecholim before a nichtam. Kivun the yotzim mitachas they shneim l'kayim molekul meichus l'shmor nami yelamdu. So what are we afraid about? The Maaseh said there are two people there. One said before a nichtav and one said before a nichtam. So Rashi says that even though we learned before that Rav agrees to Rava that you have to make sure we could be nekayim the get that we recognize the signatures, but whenever there are two people here. Even though only one says the Fona Nechtav, and one says the Fona Nechtam, but Lamaisa, we have two people here, so they both recognize the signature, there's no concern from the Kiyam. Just for Lishma, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Akashalam, there's no concern from Lishma. So Rabbi Yehuda argues in the ratio also, that if one Shliach would say the Fona Nechtav, and one would say the Fona Nechtam, that would also be kosher. Alright, turn over. We have Yehuda Machshe Bezu V'loi V'acheres. We learn now that without the Yehuda's only Machshe in the second case, not the Reisha. So my love doesn't mean to say Lamute Yechonem Afon Anechtam Yechonem Afon Anechtam. Doesn't mean to this Bryce to mean to say Yehuda only argues when we have two Shluchim. But when you only have one saying Afon Anechtam and one saying Afon Anechtam, he holds his puzzle. So it's not like we're saying. Tomorrow says no, that's not what it meant to say Loi. Lamute means to exclude before nai nechtam, avolei before nai nechtav. That if the shliach only says before nai nechtam, but nobody says before nai nechtav, then it's possible. Because the Sarka, Dardachamin, I would have thought to say, Ho yovolei goz Rabbi Yehuda, gzei reshe miyach dal doko kuloi, since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzei anymore, that lacha shalomdu, after the times that they know the lach of Lishmon chutz loris, there's no more gzera that we're afraid will come back to the original times. Well, they forget that loch is. If so, Dilmas Lachlufa became Strauss the Alma, be Edechonami Legazer. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzera either not to believe in Edechot. So maybe if the Edechot, the Shliach, just said before Nechtam, that's all. He does not say before Nechtam. Maybe it's kosher. Meikara didn't really we have before that day. It should be kosher. Because according to Rava, the main point is, we have to have Kiyam Ashtar, and the Rabbanim believe the one Shliach. So really it would be enough just to say the Fona Nechtav. The reason why we need the Fona Nechtav, the reason why we need the Fona Nechtav also, the Gemara says, is to make Zera, you shouldn't come to rely on an Edech of the other Shtaris. It's only a special economy, Shemaguna, by Gitan they were matter, but not by Shah Shtaris. So to make this difference, they made us that you have to say also the Fona Nechtav. So I would have thought to say, since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the Gzeira of Shem Yasa Dovach Kuloi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would also believe the Shliach if he just says before Nai Nechtam, and we don't make Gzeira to Shashtaris, Kamashmala know that this much he does make Gzeira. If you only have one Shliach, and the Shliach only says before Nai Nechtam, even though really it should be kosher, this Rabbi Yehuda agrees is possible because it's Gzeira to Shashtaris. If you believe the Eidachot here by get, people come to say, just like you believe in the Shliach and Eidachot here, believe him all over. So that's why he agrees, we have to make a takana to show that it's different here, and that's why here the Shliach has to say before Nechtav. If he just said before Nechtav, this review degrees as possible. Itmanam, we also learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Shnayim Shevil get from Digas Hayom. Two people bring a get from Digas Hayom. Bonal or Machloika Shevil de Rabbonin. It comes to Machloika Shevil de Rabbonin. When two bring it, you need before an echta banat. So this is according to the second lashon that Rabbi Yehuda holds. When you have two, you do not need before an echta for an echta. Rabbo Bar Bachona Cholish. Rabbo Chana got sick. Oil the Gaba Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbo Lishluya Bey. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbo went to visit him in Laka Chayla. And Boyman, as they asked him this question, Shnayim Shev Yilget Medina Sayom, when two shluchim bring the get from Medina Sayom, what's the locha? Tzrichin Sheyerm before Eino Nechtam, before Eino Nechtam, or Ein Tzrichin? Do they have to send for an Nechtam? Is it that the corner still or not? Or Melhem, he answered back, Ein Tzrichin. You do not need this Takonim anymore. You don't need it. Why? Ma'ilu Yomru with an Eino Girsha, Milo Mhemna. Like they're like two Edom now. If they have a Migul, they could just come and tell us that they know she's Megareshes. So we believe them. So with two Edom, we don't have any problems. You don't need the Takonim. Gemara says, Adahoch, in the meantime, Osi Chavroi, the Goyim came in. Goyim Rashi says, Pasoi, the Persians came in. And Shakla Lishad in the Kamayu. They took away the light from them. So Rashi says, because the Pasoim have their day that the only light candles by the base of Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, you're not going to have any candles. So the kids, they took away the light. So that these two Edim, you believe Edim, like they have a right to say she was Megareshes. So therefore, you do not have to say before an Echim, before an Echim. Okay. He says, I mean, the Rach is on like this, the bottom line of the Rach, that when they say, Kishemim Shabal Nosnalehem, when these two shluchim just said that the husband gave us the get to give over to his wife, they're believed. We believe them what they're saying. Now, once we know that the husband gave him the get to give over to his wife, most probably the husband took care of it to make sure the chsim seidim were done and not forged. Now the question is, maybe the shtar was forged. Forged means the husband did not really have the get written up, it was just forged. So we believe these two shluchim that are telling us that the husband really sent them and gave him the get, then we believe that the husband really made up this get, and it's not forged, he got good edim.
What happens if the husband didn't give him the get?
That's what we're saying now. Since these two people are edim, we believe them. These two people say the husband gave us the get. They're two. We believe edim. That's what the Gemara means to say. If they would come and tell us she's Megareshes, we would believe them. So now that they're coming and telling us that the husband gave us this get, so we believe these two people, the husband gave them the get.
So
it's a Migul. Not really a Migul. Just a Migul that we should believe whatever they're saying. I mean, right, it's not really a Migul. They're a good edim here. So once we believe them that they received the get from the husband, then we understand that the husband was probably wrote up a good get and the edim were not forged.
So
in the meantime, what happened was the goyim came and took away the lights. And so he said, Rabbi Bechana said, Omar Rachmona, said back to the Ebishter, Oy betulah the Baresav. Either from Yolah, either we're learning Torah, or else betulah the Baresav from the Goyim took away our light. Lamehmer, you want to tell me now, the Armomoi Malim Pasoi, that the Romans are better than the Persians. They couldn't take the Persians here. They said, take us away from the Persians, rather put us to the Romans. For a time we learned Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says, "My decision wasn't supposed to say." Helakim Haven Darkov Uyodes Mekaymai. What does that mean? Yodei Hakadosh Baruch Hu BeYisrael. Shein Yecholim Lekabel Gzeres Aramoyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows that Klai Yisrael cannot take the Gzeres of the Romans. Is Amad Higla Oisam LeBavel. Hashem Had Rachmonas on Klai Yisrael, put him into Bavel. So you see, the Romans are worse. The verse is like Asher. This is before the Chavri came to Bavel. Then Bavel was better off than the Romans. But after this nation of Chavri, called Chavri, the Persians, they were the worst. When they came to Bavel, the Persians, they are worse off than the Romans. They gave more tzaras to Klal Yisrael than the Romans did. Then the Mishnah ends off, if one says he saw that it was written, and two of them say it was signed, it's kosher. Omer Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Lo Hashem was only learned that Lashon Get Yetzim Dagas Yad Eid Ksiva. As the get is coming out from the hands of the one that wrote the get, wrote up the shtar. Therefore, the Nasa Kishnayim Azir Kishnayim Azir is like we have two on this and two on this because the Ksav Yod, he's never to say he wrote this get. He wrote it l'shmo. So if he's saying he wrote it, we believe him like two. But if the one that's saying the fornei nichtav is not the one that really wrote it, he's only an edich sima, then it's posel. Alma, what do we seek, sover? That shnayim sheviyu getum dinas hayom, srichin sheyem v'neinu nechtam v'neinu nechtam. Even though two bring it, still we need the takana. Omele rabasi, elamayatim, so reishi v'toni, shnayim v'neinu nechtam, yechtam v'neinu nechtam, posel. Deviyu de machshir, tefilu get yoytum dachas yedei shnayim posel. You want to tell me even by two? So, shnayim pasti rabon, the bonus says posel. Omele in, yes, like we said before. He's sitting and saying, "Tiafilu get yotzim dagas yidei edich hasima kosher." Even if the get comes out from one edich hasima, still is kosher. Why? Because two people brought it here. Says so. Alma yisik so b'shnayim shaviyu given to us a yom. Ain't tzricha shemachena nifanam nechtem. When two shlichim bring the get, we do not need this takona. Omale rabasi elamiyatim so reisha detoni shnayim erufneinu nechtem yechem erufneinu nechtem posel. Tiavu de machshir. Time you tell him he needs only because the enged yom dachas deshneim. Two of them are not the shluchim. For get yotzim dachas deshneim, but two of them would be the shliach shluchim. Machsh rabbanim, the rabbanim would say it's kosher. Omalei in yes. Vazim loy matloch. Sometimes you didn't tell me this. Omalei yes to be shlo tomet. This is the peg. Don't move it. This is the locha. That's the locha. When two shluchim bring a get, you do not need before a nechtum.